This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Driven to you by your local Washington area Honda dealer. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today.
So, Jeeps, for the thing, and I know it's annoying, that I can't talk about yet, but I will be able to probably in February. I was out of town yesterday. I flew to and from Atlanta. I got your boy a little first class situation.
Oh, how about that?
First class hoo-hey. Now, this was not your, like, cordoned off special section first class. Right? Where it's like there's a, a curtain or whatever. It's just sort of you're up front of the plane. And there's just only two seats instead of three. There's more room and it's nicer. But the flight's about an hour and a half, hour 40. It's just different.
It's different.
Here's what I've noticed. And the folks that work on the airlines, they're so nice. I mean, the level of patience you have to have dealing with dozens of annoying people who are like, my bag's too big, deal with it. You know, like, or I want this thing, or ding, stewardess, when are we landing? Like, I'm sure people are so annoying, and it's probably really hard. When you're in regular class, like I am 99.9% of the time, you got to deal with 100 people, 200 people, whatever the number is. But when you're one of those six or eight up front,
oh yeah,
they're so nice to you.
Oh yeah.
That's the drug.
You pay for it.
That's what it is. When the rest of the peons are getting on, the unwashed masses, here comes the flight attendant. Just swim arm, I'm sure. Stiff arm, swim move, get underneath. Can I get you something to drink before takeoff?
Chase Young on her way to the quarterback.
Yeah. But
she gets
home. Thank
hello.
You. Thank you. Generational. Can I get you something to drink before takeoff?
Yeah.
Not during takeoff. Not once we're up there with the big beverage cart pushing along for the rest of it, do you have any ginger ale? No, I don't. Sorry, you're in the back.
We're just trying to get you comfortable.
Yeah.
How quickly did you order some annoying hot beverage?
Nothing annoying about a cup of coffee this morning. That's pretty easy. They got a pot right there.
On the way out, you didn't do hot tea or something?
I did. No, I just did a little club soda.
That's shocking.
Yeah. But here's the real part. And I learned this. This is the thing I love the most. One of my least favorite things that regular folk have to deal with in our society is the deplaning process. Mm-hmm. You know this, right? Everyone has to wait a second. They got to safely open the door. I understand how it works, okay? And then there's that thing where somebody's like giant bag is, I'm actually back there. I'm at 15, but my bag's in 19 because there wasn't any room because I got here late because I'm selfish. And everybody has to hold up and wait for the deplaning. Today, this morning, you know what seat I had? 1B.
Oh, boy.
That's one and as in boy.
Yeah.
Or one as in bye. I was the first one off the plane. This is what I was meant to do. The first one off the plane. That door opens. Have a great day. He didn't say it to someone else. He said it to me.
You might have become a first class guy, right?
88 and out the gate. While some schlup all the way back in the upper 20s was still getting their carry-on or their tote, my tuchus was in line for a taxi. I fast walked my way through that airport and I was gone before everyone else deplaned. That's it. They were nice to me, and I got off the plane so quickly. It ain't worth it to pay for it yourself, but I'm telling you, that's the luxury. It's not getting one extra club soda or like a, a little like a can of ginger ale or something. That's where the luxury is. Getting off first and the drink before, and they're nice to you.
I think I've only ever done it once. And I think it was just like, I was about to get on a flight. I walked up to see if there are any different seats or whatever. And they're like, oh, we got one. It's in first class. So it would cost a little bit. I'm like, how much? And it wasn't as much as it should have been. It was like $79 or whatever that I needed to pay. Yeah. And I could sit in first class. And I was like, 2.5 hour flight or whatever. Yeah, why not? I'll try that. And it was just incredible. It was like the best experience I've ever had. And I'm like, now the people around me probably paid twice as much as I did for my ticket.
Yeah, it's like when you go to a Washington game, football game, yeah. And like the season ticket holder that spent there several hundred bucks. You go, I got this on StubHub for $8.
Exactly. But it is the best.
Yeah.
So I get it.
They're so nice to you.
So just to be clear, though, so they flew you out first class.
Mm-hmm.
You stayed at a Four Seasons.
Yeah, it wasn't a Three Seasons.
Right. So basically, it was just like you were working for Odyssey all over again.
I know, right? Spare no expense.
I couldn't even get the zing out of my mouth without smiling.
We love to put a smile.
Let me try it again.
Go ahead.
So they flew you out. I mean, I can't even.
You can do it. Come on, do it.
So funny.
Get through this.
So they flew you first class.
Yep.
And they put you up in a Four Seasons?
Yes.
I mean, you were working for Odyssey pretty clearly, right?
Come on. Having a good time. You know what I can't say? I was going to say I had another zing, but I can't say it. I'm not going to say it. I will tell you this, though.
I don't know. You guys still don't know what Danny was doing exactly, although I think you could probably guess if I'm being honest. But you don't really know what Danny was doing yesterday?
You can't know. I'm not allowed to say.
But you do know. Odyssey wasn't footing that bill.
We
just eliminated that, didn't we?
Wasn't on Odyssey time. I'll tell you this. So I had to take, you know, multiple forms of transport. Go from my home to the airport. Airport in Atlanta to the hotel.
Did you do Nubby get your own Ubers, or did they have little cars with your last name?
So a couple times over the day, I had transports where they got me really nice transportation.
Here's how I know if they were whining and dining you. It's like when I travel for Odyssey, I'm not even doing a bit with the...
You can't even do it.
When I travel for Odyssey,
yeah.
When I get off the plane, there's a guy in a suit standing there with a little card.
With someone else's last name, and you're like, that's me.
It says Paulson. It says Paulson.
Well, let me see if I can show this to you. There it is. Okay, now this is this one right here. All right. So, do you see this?
Right before I have to explain why my breakfast was $12.
I know. Yeah, seriously. Breakfast allotment is $10. Why'd you go over that? Because that's how much food costs.
Yeah. How do you scream because a bagel costs $7?
So, you see, this is a robot. Venmo... transfer. Somebody Venmo'd me this much. Okay, you see
that?
Can
I say the number?
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
$168.
Yeah. That's how much my three different Uber rides over the multiple transports. So I had to go to the airport twice.
So
and
they
then
already
once
paid you for them.
They already did it.
So did you have to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
No.
You didn't have to get on an app that you don't have?
No.
You didn't have to... To take a picture of your receipt and from just the right angle with no glare, you didn't have to sign your life away.
The guy goes, just forward me your receipts, and I was like, come on, this is a prank.
Now, I will say, in fairness, to defend Odyssey, like there's so much waste in spending, and probably the business that you were taking part in this week too, where it's just like they don't care at all. They should care a little bit about some of it. Not specifically you, you know, because like it's nice. Fly my guy out first class, not coach. I like that.
Sure.
But there's probably a few times where they could cut a couple more corners. You know what I mean?
I'm sure there's some corners that could be cut. I would also say you don't make it a hassle for people, a Robert, when all you're doing is saying, hey, here's my receipt, man. You just forward it to somebody and they give you the money back right away. There's no wait 6 weeks and then you wonder where the money is and you got to email somebody that doesn't work in the country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the way they did it was, oh, sure, man, no problem. They use the words no and problem in sequence, and it's done minutes after I sent the email forwarding the different receipts. I did it before the show. You guys were having a conversation. You and Ryan were going point A to point B. I was over here at point C going forward receipt, done, and it was already over.
But here's
that's what you do.
The issue with that is a guy like me is actually going to get my money back. Because I would say, oh, if it's that easy, I'll do it.
Uh-huh.
And now they owe me $168.
Yep.
Where if they make you jump through the nine hoops,
there it is.
I go, not worth $168. My time, my stress is more valuable to me than the $168.
Which
so,
I get.
Who's smarter? Maybe everything's coming up us.
Yeah.